Today on our program, we're talking about Boone Community Theater and the next stellar production coming up here in February. It's Gilligan's Island, the musical.
Christopher Levi. Star-studded.
Star-studded.
Yeah, stellar. It's all
star-studded, stellar.
Astronomical.
It is great. We have, joining us today, some of your cast, we have the Skipper.
Good morning.
Good morning. He said, Mark is, I don't know, have we seen you on stage? I've seen you singing before, but...
Yeah. Not on stage.
Not on stage.
Actually, it's my first time with community theater, so this is interesting.
Okay. You're having fun so far?
Oh, ton of fun.
Okay.
Ton of fun.
I'm going all the way over to Gilligan.
Hi.
Hi, Gilligan. Tell everybody your name.
My name is Colin Holman.
And why did you want to be Gilligan? Or how did you end up getting to be Gilligan?
I didn't know the show, and I wanted to see what it was, so I just kind of like auditioned.
And said, oh, whoops, here we go. We got him. And our alien.
Hello.
Hello. You are?
Chris Baker.
Chris Baker and having fun. Alien? And
yeah. It's pretty wild. Out of this world, some would say.
Some say. You have a good working cast here, don't you?
Yes,
So, Mark, for being the skipper, okay,
yeah.
And there's your little buddy over here. How has it been going so far? Have you been having a fun time?
Oh, we laugh every time we practice. We have a good time. It's just a good fellowship with everybody.
Okay. Can you keep them on task when you're going?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's okay. Not an issue, yeah.
Okay.
We're not like cracking the whip and straight-laced. So, but we get our work done.
All right. The this is just a fun production. Really, I think that's the easiest way to say it.
Yeah, this one doesn't have deeper life lessons.
Okay.
This one's just fun.
And for those that remember Gilligan's Island, it fits, right?
That's exactly right.
I know Mark remembers Gilligan's Island.
Oh, I do, and that's why I wanted to be in the show.
So, but you had no idea who Gilligan was. And
no, not a single thing, not a single piece of knowledge. I told all my friends, and they're like, have you watched a show? And I'm like, it's a show. Audition because it was a musical.
Christy, have you seen it before, or did you go look it up? Or
my mother actually was very into it, okay. And I told her there was a show downtown, and she shrieked, and I was like, okay, you know what, I have to do this now.
Gotta do it. Well, our dates, our performances coming up soon, folks. It's going to be on Wednesday the 14th. February 14th, Valentine's Day, kind of a fun night for everybody. It's going to be on Friday the 16th, and then you've got matinee on the 17th, and then two more performances on the 23rd and 24th.
Yep, that's right.
And two of them are dinner theaters. Is one going to be a dessert? Yeah, dessert,
yep,
matinee.
Right.
So
dessert matinee.
Couple of dinner theaters. So should we talk a little bit about that? Because last time when we talked, you're going, We're going to have a dinner theater, we think. But that was a while ago. Now it's all set there. You got Big Dogs coming.
Yeah, that's right. Big Dogs Barbecue out of Ames is coming in. And what is it? A smoked chicken of some sort?
Smoked chicken breast.
And also smoked fish because, I guess that's Ash Wednesday and the first Friday in Lent. So,
yeah, so we got
give those folks get
those
some options, too.
Parmesan herb-crusted. Tilapia.
Herb-crusted
tilapia. Anyway, there is a process to get this. I'm going to say online is the way to go.
Yeah, that's right. And then somebody will send you the little questionnaire thing to make the dinner choices. But just get your tickets on time, and someone on our side will figure out how to get a hold of you and get the rest figured out.
We do want to remind people that if you're planning on going to the performance on the 14th, this weekend, the 11th, next weekend, the 11th, is going to be the deadline to get your order in. If you're going on the 14th.
That's right. And then I guess 2 days later is the deadline for
13th for the 16th.
Right.
Got those. So and again, it's all available when you purchase your tickets. I know some people go, well, I don't do it online. You know, what do I? Well, maybe show up. I don't know. Maybe they can get tickets at the door. during rehearsals up to that.
Yeah, point. If that stresses you out to go in line, come to a rehearsal. What are we there all the time, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Most evenings.
And then just ask somebody to help you, and we'll take care of that for you, too.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you can do that. Okay. All right, so we've got a few other people that are in the cast here that haven't joined us, but do you guys have a – do they have a part they can do for us?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess song one. I guess it's actually numbered number two.
Yeah. There's that one scene.
I didn't mean to throw this one at you that way.
Oh, there's no, you one. Didn't.
I told Gilligan he should sing. So
he should sing. Gilligan should sing.
There's that one exchange, when we're trying to go to bed scene.
Oh, yeah, those two do have that.
Okay. As soon as they find where we're going to go. We will have a little bit of Gilligan's Island, the musical. We may not have. Who's doing the music, by the way? What do you got lined up for that?
Yeah, so Monica is our music director and is playing piano. And if you have not met Monica, well, then you need to come because she'll be right upstage and you'll be able to see her right there,
Monica
looking at
Pearson.
The actors. And then we've got a small pit. We've got a bass guitar and a regular guitar. I'm not sure whether Gershom was able to find a percussionist yet, but we'll get through it.
I mean, we'll get there. So
yeah.
All right. So do we have? Who wants to set the scene for me?
I'll be setting it.
Okay.
You know, Skipper, I've been thinking.
There's a first time for everything, Gilligan.
I mean it. All the people on the boat come from different places, but they're all very nice. Mr. and Mrs. Howell are very rich. And they're very nice, too. They act just like anybody else. It just goes to prove that rich people are just poor people with money.
Right, Gilligan. Now, stop talking and go to sleep.
You want to know who else is nice? Ginger. She's a genuine Hollywood star, but she acts just like a real person. My father always told me that everybody looks the same if you think about them in their underwear. I think about Ginger in her underwear, and believe me, my father was wrong.
Gilligan! Just go to sleep.
Oh, sorry, Skipper. The professor's nice, too.
Gilligan!
And he's so smart. The professor's got degrees and things they haven't even invented yet. Me? I never went to college. You want to know what stopped me?
High school. Now stop talking and go to sleep.
Aye, aye, sir. Oh, but if I had to pick the nicest person of all, do you know who it would be?
Marianne.
How'd you guess?
Because she's the only one left, you bird brain.
No, she isn't, Skipper. I could have said you.
Aw, were you going to say that, little buddy?
No, but I could have said you, Skipper.
Yeah, I can see where they're having some fun.
Yes.
It gets going pretty good. So, again, it is a musical, so people need to understand Well, we're going to have music in there and songs and have just I didn't know Gilligan's Island had a musical outside of the theme song. So,
oh, and of course the theme song will appear in our performance.
We got that. It's only a 3-hour tour, remember? So,
but it's not a 3-hour show. It's less than 3 hours.
Less than 3 hours. And it is dinner theater as well, too. We'll come back, touch on that a little bit, and let folks know about getting those tickets and things like that. But I'm going to have you give us a little spiel, or we could have Mark give us a little spiel about the next auditions that are coming up, are the final production of the season, right? Don Quixote, if I can remember. Don Quixote de la Center.
Yes. It's upcoming auditions on February 26th and 28th at 6 p.m. at the theater. We need 5 adult men and 5 adult women.
Okay.
At 711 Story Street.
All right. And we have co-directors for that, too? Or, yeah, she's going, yeah.
Yeah, you've all met my wife, maybe, Michelle Levi, and Pam Webster. They're co-directing that, and you've seen Pam's work as well. I think recently it was Sabrina Fair. They're directing that one.
So, again, those that are interested in auditioning, plan to be down at, 7-11
Story.
7-11 Story. I should know that. 7-11 Story. on the 26th and the 28th, 6 o'clock in the evening. And again, this is for auditions. Five adults, men, women,
no, five men and five.
Five men, five women.
Yeah.
Total of 10. And I don't know how you picked this production, but it was fun. It was going to be fun.
Do you remember our dragon show?
Yeah.
It was written by the same
author. Oh, that's right. This is a, yeah.
Yes.
So, okay. I remember now. We talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did talk about that.
Yeah.
About how we got there. All right. Again, this is for Boone Community Theater. Our performance is coming up. And again, dinner theater is kind of big. So we ran into the thing with Ash Wednesday and the first Friday in Lent and everything else. Well, who would have thought? But yeah,
it came early this year.
It did. Yeah, it did. I know you were looking for the a fun production for Valentine's Day, and all of a sudden, here we go.
But I don't know who picks St. Valentine's Day and who picks Ash Wednesday, but it
they
happened.
It just didn't mesh for us this year. Did it? We do have again the performances. So tickets now. Tickets are $15 adults. And what, $10 for youth and students?
Yep, that's correct.
Dinner theater tickets, obviously more. We're talking $45.
That's right.
And again, the big thing is if you're going to do dinner theater, you got to get that ticket reservation in early and make that selection of what you're going to be dining on. For those that are daring and do go online, it's pretty easy. Once you get there, you got the everything laid out, you pick your seats and the whole work. So it went very smoothly. Even I didn't do it.
Excellent.
I didn't have to do it. I let my wife do that. So she picked them all out and everything else. So she's got all the receipts and everything ready to go. We're set.
I figured I'd be there, you know, as director.
Yeah.
So I ordered one of the fish and one of the chicken.
Did you?
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah, see how the system worked. It worked pretty good.
Yeah, okay. That's kind of where we're at, too, is split the difference there and see what happens. Anyway, Big Dog's providing the food, the catering for that, and you do need to order in advance. When you purchase your tickets, you get an online form. It doesn't take very long for you to get it and fill out your food selection. So, again, that's for the upcoming production. So we'll have the dinner theater on the 14th, and tickets need to be acquired by the 11th. And then the second dinner theater will be on the 16th, and you need those tickets by the 13th. You need to have those reserved.
But then for the regular shows, you can show up at the door, no problemo.
Even with the matinee on Saturday, a little dessert matinee there. So, once again, no problem to get in there. All right, now, you guys are going to be doing kind of what, a little theater in the round?
Yep.
So,
yep.
A little different. What are you going to be all over the place? How's this work? How's it been going so far? Because this is a little different setup for most theater people.
I think it's going pretty good.
It's going amazing. You have to like keep moving, and because you can't just keep talking to one side because everybody else is not going to see you except for your butt.
Yeah.
And
there's
yeah.
that. You tend to forget regular theater. Yeah, a lot of people just, I can't have my back to the audience, but if you're kind of in the round, and you are.
Well, and some of our entrances and exits are right within the audience as well, so we'll be right amongst you.
It's like kind of like an interactive show, but like not really.
Yeah. So what are we going to do with our alien here? Where's this alien come from, and what's going to happen with that creature?
So, essentially, within the show, I'm kind of monitoring this island that they landed on.
Oh!
And they end up launching a rocket that sets off something.
Ah.
I come down with intent to destroy everyone.
Whoa!
So.
Okay.
Happy, happy.
Yeah, I know,
right? we're having fun now. Yeah, so... Well, that'll be all right. Again, that's going to be kind of a little different spin. I don't know if... did we have an alien on Gilligan's Island?
I'm told
somewhere?
That they did.
I don't know if they had an alien in the 50s, 60s. When did it come out? Early 60s?
Don't look at me. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But it wouldn't surprise
me.
We had
a lot
of
things
did.
On there.
All
I mean, there were a lot of guest stars coming through, but...
Yeah. So it'll be just as campy as you ever wanted it to be.
Yeah. And entertaining. So, folks, get your tickets now. Hurry before they run out, right? $15 for adults. Again, regular tickets, $15 for adults. Now, do they... A dinner theater, is there still room for people if they don't want dinner? They could.
Yes, we don't have it online right now because it would just be super confusing. But if you, and we'd rather you come to the dinner theater so that it's not awkward looking, all those plates that still have scraps of food on it.
Yeah.
But if you insist, that's perfectly fine with us. Either a couple of days before the show, like one day or 2 days before the show, or just show up at the door. And no problem. We'll have seats available for folks that chose not to get the meal. Yep.
All right. So I got to ask about stage setting and everything else. We didn't have to shipwreck a boat, did we?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Now, we've had, over the last couple of performances, there's been water up there. Well, swamp. So this is an island here, I guess, and that's why we're in the round, right? Everybody else is going to be out in the water.
Yeah, we don't have any water this time. Bob did such a great job with that pump. But we do have some English ivy, which will really set the stage for a Pacific island.
Okay. Oh, we do have fun. And hammocks, I'm guessing?
Oh, nope. That's dangerous. Yeah. We nixed the hammocks. Okay, afraid of hammocks.
Okay. We could. Otherwise, Gilligan might be on falling on the ground or landed on the skipper.
I think that if they were going to have the hammocks, they would have done that to me anyway. So,
all right. So you guys are really really having a fun time with it. Is this your first time for a community theater?
No, it's not. I've been in quite a few productions, so, yeah.
And we do have a spring break thing coming up, too. You can go to that if you want.
And you all might remember Chris as Mini-Me in a certain Marvel pair of one-acts.
Yep.
I was 5,000 years old, and how old were you, Chris? Somewhere in the teenagers, right?
Yeah. I think it was like, I was like 1,500 or something.
And what part did we play?
We were Thor.
That's right.
We're Thor.
Yeah, right. That was a lot of fun.
The mini-me, huh? Hi. Good luck there. No, it's... but it is... you've got some regulars in here. Mark's first time on stage for you, but...
Am I the only one first time? Or is Marianne's first time, too, I think?
With us, it's Marianne's first time, but she's done some other theater.
Remazan, she's been, she's done some. And Jess Ott plays Ginger. David Michael, a professor.
She was in Matilda.
Yep, she. So. Jess was in Matilda as well. I'm thinking, was Rayma in Cheaper by the Dozen?
Yes.
Yeah, so she's been here before. Yeah.
As a really little girl.
Yeah.
I forgot about and, that.
Brandon Windus going to be in here. Thurston Howell.
Who's he, Brandon?
Who Brandon, who? Anyway, I do appreciate you taking time to come and visit with us.
Thank you.
Again, sounds like we're having fun, and that's what it's going to be. That's what we're after, is having a fun production, performance. We've got Gilligan's Island the 14th, the 16th, and 17th, and then 23rd and 24th. Dinner theaters on the 14th and 16th. Get your dinners in advance. Again, $45 for the dinner theater tickets. $15 regular tickets, dessert matinee on the 17th. We're going to get this down, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All of it at 711 Story Street. And if you're afraid to go online and get your tickets, stop when they're in there rehearsing. Somebody will help you out.
Usually when the American flag is flying outside the building, it's because we're in the building. So come on in.
Enjoy it. Thanks so much for coming on. Have a great production. And don't forget... We have auditions for Don Quixote de la Center, and that's going to be on the 26th and the 28th, 6 o'clock in the evening, looking for 5 adult men, 5 adult women. And that will be our season. Hard to believe that it's going that fast. Oh, well, time flies when you're having a lot of fun at community theater.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It was fun.